Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Post-fight interview night. A sweating, exhausted question has just climbed out of the ring, and I am shoving a microphone directly into its face. Give me a statement. The question stares at the crowd, catching its breath. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. And I am not moving this microphone until someone tells the truth about what just happened at that table.
The Godshow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own questions, and discover your own belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, what do I tell my mother when she says this is the best Thanksgiving yet and I think she might actually be right? People have asked this in other clothes for centuries. It used to be called, am I permitted to let a good thing be good? That's the older costume. The suspicion that happiness requires your authorization before it counts. You're standing in the doorway, holding the thought like something found in a coat pocket. What do you do with it? Stoicism doesn't warm you up here. It just hands you a list, and it's kind of brutal. Your hesitation is not humility. It is a small cowardice dressed as caution. Then it says quietly, she will not always be at that table. That's the whole tradition in a breath, not philosophy, just a clock you forgot was running.
Very stoic move. The thing you thought was depth is actually avoidance. You're not being careful. You're protecting yourself from a good day. That said, being told your feelings are cowardice is a little much when someone just passed the gravy.
Taoism is gentler, but lands the same way. Don't qualify it. Don't write a thesis about why this year feels different. Don't put your hands around the moment's throat. Just, yes, that's the whole move. The valley doesn't ask whether it's full, and that image is annoyingly perfect if you've ever explained a compliment into the ground.
Vedanta goes stranger. It asked, who is the one deciding if this day counts? Tattvamasi, the person receiving those words and the person who said them, aren't two separate things. Clarifying if you're ready for non-dualism. A genuine obstacle if the turkey was dry and your patience is already spent.
Judaism is my favorite today. A student asked the Rebbe, if something good is true, must I say it? The Rebbe looks out the window at nothing, at everything, and says, no, you must say it twice. Then he walks back to his books. That's it. The tradition that built an entire culture on argument chose this moment to be done in 9 words.
The pop culture oracle went somewhere interesting. It's that Peanuts setup. Lucy, holding the football, the one where she yanks it away every single time. 3 doors deflect with a joke, nod silently, or say, yeah, mom, I think you're right, and let it land full weight on both of you. The oracle calls the 3rd one, take the kick. You ran at the ball, don't pull away now.
Imagine an empty room full of moving boxes. Everything you own reduced to cardboard, nothing yet where it belongs. That's the before of most years. Today was the after. Your mother named it first. The traditions, across every method they have, move toward her. So do you.
Welcome to the other side of the table. The question came out of that ring absolutely winded, one eye swollen, gravy on its collar. And it gave us the statement anyway. 15 traditions, one doorway, one person deciding whether a good day needs their permission to be good. Support this free daily multilingual show at thegodshow.us. It costs nothing. It runs every day, and it will not let you dodge the microphone. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The question said yes. The crowd went quiet. The microphone stayed on. See you tomorrow for our take on The God Show's question of the day.